Hi, it's Azure Friday. I'm Scott. I'm here with Stefan, who works on Azure Websites. So we heard a little bit about how Azure Websites removes a lot of complexity from me. I can just run my apps. I'm inside of the Azure portal, and I can say new, and Websites is under compute.
Yeah, we tend to just categorize it as compute because, again, from the point of view of what we run you on your credit card in terms of ultimately how we bill you, probably the dominant thing that you're worried about is how many CPU hours, how many cores, and by extension, how much memory are you burning to go run your app? And so that's why if you can see sort of the other items, you're like, well, compute's probably the best noun to go ahead and group us under.
Okay. And virtual machines, mobile services, cloud services, these all run ultimately on virtual machines. I click on a website. I can go and just make a quick one.
Yep.
I can do custom and pull it from source control. Or I've got a little gallery here of apps. Let's just do a Hello World one from a gallery.
Yep, and while you're doing that, I was actually going to jump in and say once upon a time it was probably a little gallery. It actually has grown quite a bit, and we actively work with a lot of our open source folks here at Microsoft to continually add new apps into the gallery. So it has actually grown quite a bit over time, and to our delight, it will continue to grow as the months and the years pass.
Yeah, and I can go in here and pick ASP.NET or Express, Node, whatever. So I'll just grab an ASP.NET starter site. And when I say, this is my super starter site, I hit tab, it finds that that's a name that's unique.
Yeah, so ultimately what's happening behind the scenes is you type in a name and we're doing a quick DNS lookup to verify that in the universe of everyone else who's a customer on Azure Websites, of course, that DNS subdomain hasn't already been taken.
Okay.
And then, while you're working through that, remember this is just, the initial name you're using to sort of get going with a site. Obviously, as you scale up to some of the more advanced options, you can absolutely have your own custom host names, and there are ways to set those up and associate them with your websites.
Mm-hmm. And then when I pull this down, I have people say things like, well, where's South Central? Where's South Europe? Where's West Asia?
Right. And, we also at times have looked at some of these region categorizations and scratched our head on exactly how we landed on these names. But from a high level, as you can imagine, you can see we have global presence across U.S., Europe, and Far East. In the U.S., that's the largest presence, basically Chicago, some things in eastern U.S. I don't actually remember the specific city, and then similarly West Coast. And then Europe is probably the most confusing one. I can see today that we've only got North Europe, which I believe is Dublin for us. And then, of course, Far East, which right now is Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. One thing that might be of interest to folks watching is I know sometimes you'll see some of these regions, they seem to appear and disappear. That's because behind the scenes, we're always tracking the amount of capacity we have available in each of these data centers. And as you can imagine, sometimes the capacity gets filled up. And what will happen is we'll temporarily remove some options from this list until we actually get more capacity online.
Okay. I'll pick North Europe just because I'm different. And I don't actually have anything in North Europe. So that is now saying deploying the starter site, and you'll see that I've got a bunch of sites already. I run about 13 websites, and then four of these are demos that need to be deleted. So that's going and creating that. And over here, we can see all the different places that I run stuff. Like, I run a website in North Central U.S. because the database that I wanted from a partner I'm using is in North Central.
Yep. Yep, and again, you bring up a great point, which is certainly on on a more tactical level, when you're asking yourself and saying, well, where do I want to run? We usually assume people have minimally websites and at least a database. It could be a SQL Azure database. It could be a MySQL database. So certainly you always want to make sure that your compute workload for websites and whatever you're using for a database server are located in the same geo region.
Mm-hmm. Now, the one that I just made in North Europe is free. I've got a standard one, and then I've got a shared one in East U.S.
Right. So whenever you start out initially creating a site, it's always going to land in the free tier initially. And the great thing about the free tier is you can browse the site, run the site. You actually have a fair amount of resource quotas to do development against. You can access a fair quantity of the configuration options and diagnostics options that are available. And then when you decide that you want to, for example, support more load, or you want to do custom host names, right? Options that typically come into play for quote-unquote production websites as opposed to a development website, then you can scale up. And so there's a shared mode and there's a standard mode. And really, the difference is the shared mode, as the word sort of implies, means you do get more functionality and you do get more capacity, but you're running on a pool of servers with a lot of other customers. So you are with other folks sharing the same CPU, the same memory, things like that. And then standard mode, which is, of course, right, costs a little bit more, that's all about behind the scenes us allocating to you one or more virtual machines, and they're dedicated exclusively to you and exclusively to your websites. And so that's typically where we think, you know, as a developer, you might start out playing around with some ideas in the free mode. Maybe you now have a broader dev test organization involved, so you're bumping up against some quota caps, so you bump up to shared. It's a very low cost option. And then when you're actually going to run your corporate presence or your business site out there, you move up to standard. And, you know, again, anecdotally, what we found is a lot of customers, you can easily run what we call one small virtual machine in standard mode, and that actually can handle a heck of a lot of traffic on any given month. So it's a great deal for that.
Very cool. So in the next video, we'll go into depth about each of these, we'll scale this site, and we'll take a look at some of my sites and why I run them in standard or shared. Yep. It's Azure Friday.